This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, Sarah, my darling. Oh, we're talking with Sarah, who's got a new marriage, a husband who's been married before. He's got three kids from a marriage, one from a relationship. They have a new baby. She's getting tired of being the maid, it sounds like, as much as anything else. And part of that is your husband's responsibility. And it may be that that what you say to him is, if the kids get there on Friday night and leave Sunday, of saying, okay, Friday night you take the kids out, Saturday night you take me out, Sunday we all do something together, and Monday you clean the house. I mean, that's not an unreasonable thing to do. You said you worked you work on the weekends?
Well, it's funny you say that. No, I work all week. Like, we both work full time. But what has ended up happening is our fights have happened so frequently. We don't fight in front of the children, but they can totally, like, tell.
Sure.
So just to get out of the house, I started now working weekends I work in a hospital, to get days off during the week. So, like, I'm off today because I'm working the weekend. That way, I don't have to see the stepkids. And I love my stepkids. I genuinely do.
Right. So let's begin figuring out things to do that you like to do. For example, I mean,
like with them, like I like to play games. I've taken them, you know, we go bowling. But I just feel like my needs as a wife aren't being met. And when we're all together, you know, like
here's one possibility.
Call the TV downstairs, my TV. Is that okay?
Yeah, exactly. One or the other gets to be yours.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, you can even say to them, you guys can choose. You can either have the upstairs television or the downstairs television, but this is mine. And you can come and watch it with me. Because what I was going to suggest, if you only had one television, although two televisions is obviously a smart thing to do, that one of the possibilities is have a lottery. Is whoever, you know, we'll have a lottery, or do it that whoever gets the most points of cleaning up their room gets to choose what to watch on television.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So the point is to turn this, I mean, the kid whose mom is dying is the one who's going to need the most TLC from you. The older two kids, I'd be surprised if you ever saw them. They're going to be dating and hanging out with their friends, which means you're talking about the 12-year-old and the 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And the 12-year-old is the baby of a family whose dad, not only left, and not only did he lose the baby position, but he's got two rivals. He's got the 12-year-old from whose mom is sick, and then he's got your baby. So that's going to be a kid who's going to be the pot stirrer. He's going to be very needy. He may be clingy. He's going to be disruptive because he lost his dad. His brothers aren't around very much. He's now a middle child, whereas he was the fair-haired baby before. And if the ages are right, the marriage broke up when he was very young, so he had a sibling. He got to be the star for about 15 minutes. He got to be the baby for about 15 minutes.
I mean, basically what happened the first time I actually called you is I was dating him, my now husband. We met in Alcoholics Anonymous. And so what had happened was my husband was an alcoholic and, you know, actively drinking at the time. And his wife threw him out of the house, and he proceeded on a drunken binge one-night stand with a coworker to get her pregnant. That's why the brothers, they're half brothers, and there's there's like a few months where they're the same age.
Yeah.
And I hate that time because you have to like explain like, well, they were, you know, but that's his past. He's a good man. I want the marriage to work. I'm willing to do anything. It just feels like every time we say we're going to, you know, we're going to try X, Y, or Z, I end up feeling like I'm doing all the giving.
Well, but then figure out what you want from him. And don't wait for him to offer it. I know as women we think, well, you know, you should have offered. Nonsense. If you want to say, look, this is what I want. I mean, I think that the thing with the television is very easy to negotiate. It may be that the kids that he takes, that you do every other weekend, that one weekend he takes the two boys out, and you make great dinner, or you go and see a girlfriend or whatever, and one weekend you interact mostly with the kids, or a family does it. I mean, figure out what you want. You don't have to be a martyr here, because it's much better to negotiate what you want than to be a pain in the neck, because that's what you've sort of got yourself into at this moment. They're his kids. He feels responsible for them. He feels guilty about them. There's just, and he's terrible at money. So make sure that, you know, on Mondays that is your day that he babysits and you go and get a massage. Or that every other weekend he takes the boys someplace out. Because they really, with all due respect, I mean, I'm sure they love you, but they're much more interested in him than they are in you.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
which leads again to, you know, me crying upstairs in the bedroom because no one wants me in my own house, and I feel like
no,
I
that's
don't
not
belong.
True. That's not true. They're just in the same way but I mean, you're. That's why you get to be the hostess. You get to be the one that says, "Okay, game time," or "Let's all go make pizzas." Figure out what'll make you happy. Don't be a martyr, and don't feel like you can't. I mean, and saying, this is my television, this is my room, you guys, if you're welcome to be here with me. If not, you go downstairs and watch the other television. Period. The end.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome.
You are a lifesaver, a marriage saver.
Well, but look, I'm serious about the whole point about being a good friend, a good hostess, is if it were easy to do that, there wouldn't be a saying about it, right? You wouldn't need the mantra. So the good friend and the good hostess is, you can't be a parent, you can't be Hitler. You know, you what you need to do is understand that they're guests, but that doesn't mean you have to be a doormat either. You know, my room, my television, my choice. There's another television. You know, go argue with each other. Okay, whoever gets most points about cleaning their room, or taking out the dog, or, God, I hope you don't have a dog at this moment.
No, a cat.
taking out the cat's a whole different issue. You know, does the dishwasher, the one who gets the most points gets to choose the TV show. And I think every other week of your husband taking the kids on Saturday for the day every other week, and then you plan things that you want to do with them. As far as I'm concerned, you can go, I was going to say manicure, pedicure, but I'm not sure that I would actually do that to a 12-year-old and 13-year-old. Although if you do it, I guarantee you the mothers will not send them the next week, so it'll be all right. All right, don't go up in your room and cry. Go out and take a walk, and it's all right to take one of the kids and say, all right, and you know, one of the wonderful things that kids can do at this age, foot rubs. Oh, they're great at foot rubs.
All right.
And
thank
be
you so
prepared
much.
Because your cherub will love these kids. He will worship them.
Yeah. Well, they already, I mean, I have to thankfully say the boys adore him and he adores them.
That's great.
Yeah.
So just, and figure out what you want to do. And if it's okay, and you're allowed to say, too much testosterone, gonna go get a manicure. And I'm not sure that working on the weekends works very well, because I know it gets you out of the house, but it makes you tired. And then when you come home and you still have to come home to the same thing, think about it. And that may be an every other weekend thing, too. Decide more how to make this workable. All right.
And
the way to make it workable is to figure out what you want. And as far as I'm concerned, you can say, okay, Friday night I'll make you guys pizza. Sunday we'll go out for Chinese food. Saturday, you guys get to clean the house and make food for me.
Okay.
You know, go take a cooking course, and whoever makes the best food gets to choose the TV that night.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go back to the good friend, because good friends don't put up with crap from each other. They just don't, you know, they don't go to their room and cry.
Right.
All right.
I guess I forgot that part.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I'm here to remind you. All right, 855-993, you're welcome. 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, as I was mentioning, I really didn't know what to do about the shooting in Dallas because it's horrific. The racism on either side is equally horrifying and inappropriate and depressing. And you guys and your callers saved me. But again, I really wanted to tell you all the things, all the awful things that have happened this day in history to make you, to give you a perspective. Because I think we have such a limited perspective as human beings. I mean, we only live, 80 to 100 years. And And we forget people are not very good at history. And so it seems like the end of days sometimes. But as I said, 300 years ago today, Sweden had, at a big battle, had to abandon its invasion of Norway. Not very nice to even think about it. On this day in 1730, an 8.7 earthquake damaged 620 miles of Chile's coastline. And 8.7 is a serious earthquake. The Olive Branch Petition, which sounds like it should be good, except it wasn't, because the United States had invaded Canada 2 days before, and then the following week they said, okay, we were just kidding about the Olive Branch, we're going to war. So even something that sounds like it should be positive wasn't. Okay, here's a little bit of good. 1776, church bells, possibly including the Liberty Bell, are rung after John Nixon delivers the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. Okay, relatively good. Okay, in 1808, Joseph Bonaparte approves the Bayonne Statute, a royal charter intended as the basis for his rule as King of Spain. The Mounties begin their march west in 1874. Not good if you're one of the indigenous people. Here, stay tuned. 1879, the USS Jeannette departs San Francisco, carrying an ill-fated expedition to the North Pole. Yikes. In 1892, St. John's, Newfoundland is devastated by the Great Fire of 1892. Gee, I wonder how they came up with that name. In 1898, the death of crime boss Soapy Smith, killed in the shootout at Juneau Wharf, releases Skagway, Alaska from his iron grip. Well, probably not a terrible day for anybody but Soapy. Here's a good one, a good bad one. In 1932, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached its lowest level of the Great Depression, closing at, are you ready for this? 41.22. It's what, about 17,000 now? On
yeah,
a bad day?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. On this day in 1947, for UFO buffs, supposedly a UFO crash landed in Roswell, New Mexico, which became known as the Roswell UFO incident, or as some people refer to it, the cover-up. On this day in 1968, a Chrysler Wildcat strike began in Detroit. You sir, yesterday there was a four-day riot that began in New York about abolition. I mean, this is not a great day. If you're born on this day, I apologize profusely. It's not my fault. On this day in 1972, I didn't even know about this. Israeli Mossad assassinate Palestinian writer Ghassan Kanafi. Assassinations, jeez Louise. On this day in 1988, see, I'm telling you folks, it's a bad day. The Island Express train traveling from Bangalore to Kanyakumari derails on the Puraman Bridge and falls into the Ashtamandi Lake, killing 105 passengers and injuring 200 more. In 1994, Kim Jong-il begins to assume the supreme leadership of North Korea. I don't think anybody views that as necessarily a positive thing. This day in 2014, Israel launches an offensive on Gaza amid rising tensions following the killing of Israeli soldiers. I told you, it's a terrible day. Well, at least historically, it has not been a good day. Let's put it that way, all right? However, today, one of the things that today is, it's Be a Kid Again Day. It's Collector Car Appreciation Day, because it would seem to me that should have been earlier, because there are an awful lot of 4th of July parades that have collector car. I actually had a 1937, I think a 1937 Dodge at one point. No, it was not a 1937. My mother said that. She said, well, I had one. I said, yeah, but that was 1937. That doesn't count. It had the running boards, the Auga horn, suicide doors. It was great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was great. I was convinced, it had the original paint job. I was convinced somebody was going to hit me one day just because they were looking at it. It was fun to have. It's National Ice Cream Sundae Day, which it certainly should be. It's National Milk Chocolate with Almonds Day, which are known in the vernacular as Almond Joys. Thank you very much. See, there you go. And it's Cow Appreciation Day, which seems completely appropriate since we're going to do It's Broken, Let's Fix It, looking at a documentary that comes out this very day called At the Fork about food and where we get our food. And to be quite honest, it's by a husband and wife. She's a vegan. They're both Italian. They have an annual, his family has an annual barbecue where they eat all these ribs. For me, the documentary, the scariest part of the documentary wasn't the cows that they butcher for beef, because I basically don't eat meat. But what do you hear about milk? I mean, I know every once in a while. All right, so let me give you one good piece of, there are actually two interesting pieces of news. One is that 400 Aspen dental offices give free care to veterans without insurance. I didn't know that there were 400 dental offices in Aspen. You know, when I grew up, I grew up in Denver, and Aspen, which is this kind of sleepy little place that you went to ski. I know it's no more, but I can't believe that they'd really have 400 dentist office. That means they probably have at least 400 dentists. Who knew? Maybe people banging the trees on the ski slopes and need new teeth. All right, there's also an interesting story, which sooner or later is going to concern all of us. Not for the reason you think. It turns out that a dude 10 years ago developed a program to be able to identify, essentially through hashtags, more or less, kitty porn. And he his name is Hani Farid, and he's a computer scientist at Dartmouth. And 10 years ago, there was a big fuss about kitty porn in the Internet, and the Yahoo and Microsoft and Facebook and YouTube. There was a big fuss about whether or not they should be able to use this program that essentially tagged photos. And so when you saw, and so when they were recirculated, it could tag them and get rid of them. And it was a huge controversy 10 years ago. And as he said, all he was trying to do was the worst of the worst. They're now trying to use the same program about ISIS, because their philosophy is, his philosophy, I guess, and other people's, is that the recruiting photos that they use are very gory, that they have beheadings and torture, and that's the kind of stuff that would be radicals are attracted to. So he's trying to convince places like YouTube and Microsoft to do the same kind of tagging, which is going to be an interesting phenomenon. All right, 855-993-7569. Stay tuned to find out about your food, you know, interesting kind of stuff. At the Fork, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it is that time of week where we look at a general problem that impacts all of us, or at least most of us. And my guest today, our husband and wife team, who actually don't have the same last name, which is kind of interesting and very forward-looking. We've got Lisa Versace and John Popola, and they have combined together to put together a documentary called At the Fork, which is kind of one of those cool puns. So, John, tell me what At the Fork is about, and tell me about the pun.
Sure. So, well, first, thanks for having us on the show. And, you know, how could I ask my wife, Lisa, to give up a last name like Versace?
I know. You're absolutely right. In fact, you should actually be John Popola Versace, I think. I mean, yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Well, you know, we're progressive, but I don't know. I mean, that might be
not that progressive. Yeah, don't push it, Joy. Okay, fair enough.
So At the Fork is a film about the way the primary animals that we eat in this country are raised for food: pigs, chickens, cows, and we take a broad-based look at this, the processes and the ethics and And, you know, with myself as an omnivore coming into the film and Lisa as a very passionate animal advocate and vegetarian, you know, vegan. And that's our, sort of the way we grapple with the subject. It's been something that's been very personal for both of us since the first time we met. And so this film was a chance to really explore it experientially, and we traveled all around the country, 26, I think, different states. Maybe it was 16. And it feels like all 50. Maybe Hawaii. We
didn't, it feels like 138 like states. Yeah.
Yeah, all 58 states. And we really got to meet a really broad range of farmers and activists and advocates and experts. And we really tried to let them speak for themselves on these issues because it's such a contentious thing. If our food is such a passionate issue, and you know, I can let Lisa kind of speak to that, those passions. But and so that's what we did. You know, we called it At the Fork because it's a little play. You know, we are at the fork literally when we sit down to eat. But the choice we make, and the choice I think that we face as a society that's continually evolving consciously, is how should we think about the ethics of eating animals, and what choices are we going to make that take our society, you know, one individual choice at a time, down a particular road and maybe a different road than the road we've been on for the past 100 years. So,
okay,
you know,
fair enough. All right, Lisa, tell me about your first date, because it seems to me that just as smokers and non-smokers are one of the battle lines that are drawn between men and women, that on a first date, you know, going to a barbecue place and you ordering rice, how did that work at the very beginning?
Well, I think it's funny. Our first date, I asked John out, and we went to a Chinese noodle shop right across the street from Viacom in Times Square. And, you know, one of the first things that John tells people about that date is that I went on and on about how I got the veggie burger on the menu at Burger King. And that was one of my, you know, greatest accomplishments. To this day, I had thought, you know, I'll never do another thing for animal advocacy in my life. I mean, if I accomplish nothing more for animals, I'll be, you know, happy that I did this and had made a difference. But yeah, that first date, John talked a lot about his family and his, you know, how he grew up, and I talked a lot about animals and diet and how I was a vegetarian, because, you know, the old joke, how do you know if someone's a vegan? They tell you.
Yeah, right. Over and over again. Well, I mean, the two of you must have enormous chemistry with each other, because for a lot of couples, I'd be taxi. That's the end. Goodbye. All right. So because one of the things that I really actually do want to talk about the cows and the pigs, and that one of the things that that was really extraordinary in the movie, I thought, was you at some point in front of the camera saying to John, you know, how can you be this really lovely, caring, sensitive man, and you're seeing the conditions under which animals are raised to provide your family with barbecue ribs. How can you do that? And John kind of says, can we not talk about this right now? So, I mean, yeah, I thought that was an enormously, I mean, look, I'm a psychologist, but I thought that was an enormously interesting kind of thing, because we're so used to, if those kind of conflicts happen, of not seeing them. And John, let me just, and I promise I'll get back to the movie in just a minute, but have you changed your eating habits at all as a result of doing this documentary?
It's everyone's favorite question. So first let me say that...
Well, but you start out with everybody eating all those ribs. How could it not be?
So, you know, I definitely have. It's had a significant impact on me. The reality is by virtue of being married to Lisa,
yeah,
meat is not allowed into our home. She,
not at all?
She tolerates dairy and eggs, which I do eat on a pretty regular basis. You know, the nice pasture raised eggs, which actually taste a lot better. But since we've been married, I don't eat very much meat, and I have to say that the movie has definitely put me into a bit of a personal, like, I don't know if I want to say crisis, but it's visceral for me now in a way that it wasn't before.
Yeah.
But, you know, before we did this, it was just one of the, it was just sort of a marital argument.
Yep, well, I got that part.
They love the debate.
And it's a visceral thing for me now. And there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to say, well, the only ethical thing is to give up animal products. And I think they have a very good case to make on that front.
Yeah.
But what I hope for people to think about this and think about, do they even want to see our movie, is that I really wanted this to be inviting a sort of conversation starter for this as possible. Because I think the thing that happens, it happens in our food conversations, and frankly it happens in our politics, is we break off into tribes, and it becomes us versus them, and that the tribal psychology takes over, and then no progress really can happen.
Well, and nobody looks at their assumptions one way or the other. So, yeah, I agree.
I think, to me, that's what I hope this movie can do is invite people to who eat meat and might be more inclined to say, like, that's some nonsense. I don't want to deal with that. I know it's horrible. I don't want to look at it. Like that. That's not a really like a reasonable position, but it's an understandable one. And that's what I'm hoping the movie helps people do, is sort of get past that gut, like,
Well, as you point out, I mean, that's one of the issues. We spend a lot of time in my program, including today, saying the point is not to figure out truth, because that's very hard to come by. And it changes. I mean, at one point, truth was that the sun moved around the earth because everybody believed it. It turned out not to be truth, but everybody believed it. So my point and my program is to just think about it. All we're trying to do is have people think about their choices and what they mean. But as you point out, I'm not sure that people who, don't want to, are going to ever listen to the program or see your movie. Let's talk just for a moment at the issue of milk, and then we'll do the last segment. We'll talk about all the stuff you found out about cows and pigs, because I think a lot of people know that. But let's talk about that whole issue of milk, which seems relatively benign, and as far as I was concerned, was one of the scariest things in the movie. So talk a little bit about milk. And I don't even drink milk.
I think, I don't know if you're a mom, but for me, you know, being a mother, it was particularly painful to witness that.
Yeah.
And the problem with cows and most animals is we can't read their expressions. But there are signs and signals that when that baby calf is taken away from the mother, that she is extremely stressed. Even, you know, moments after birth, which they claim lessens the stress, because they haven't had time to bond. So that animal, she was backing up. She, you know, you could tell by her ears, and she actually defecated and urinated simultaneously as that calf was being taken away from her. Cows don't typically moo unless they're stressed, so the vocal sounds she was making post, you know, separation were also an indication that she was extremely stressed. So it, you know, like I said, it's hard to read an animal's emotions, but there was clearly, if you were there to witness it, it was a very powerful moment.
Well, and even being there, we're going to take a quick break. My guests are Lisa Versace, who has the better name, to be quite honest, and John Popola, who are husband and wife, vegan and omnivore, who've put together a really interesting documentary, At the Fork. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guests are Lisa Versace and John Popola, who have put together a documentary called At the Fork. And when I reviewed this, I said I thought it was a terrific documentary. But, you know, if you're an omnivore, you're going to have a hard time with it, or even if you like milk. So one of the contradictions, which I found absolutely fascinating, was if we were going to look at humane treatment of animals, what I think most people would have assumed is smaller is better. And that's not exactly what the documentary says. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So I think a couple things I learned and came away from with this experience. So one is there's a lot of, like, unrelated bias that people bring to this kind of subject.
What does unrelated bias mean in this context?
Well, so what I mean by that is that people think local is better than distant.
Yep.
So local food must be better than food grown far away for some reason.
Absolutely.
There's no, I don't happen to think there's much of a reason to believe that, but, you know, I think that that's a strong emotional thing. That's a thing Lisa and I argue about all the time. you know, because the conditions...
I can give you guys my phone number if you want.
...on the weather. I mean, the way these, you know, weather matters. If you live in, you know, New Hampshire... And you want to, you're going to have a hard time raising some animals there, so because of the weather. So, I mean, local's not always going to be better for some of these things. But big versus small is this other thing. Oh, it's, if it's small, it's good. If it's big,
yep.
it's bad.
Yep.
And we heard and saw that that's not necessarily going to be true. That the smaller, there's, you know, small farms that are, you know, run in certain ways that, you know, you could say are higher welfare for the animals. And there's big farms that are raised in, that are run in ways that, because they have the finances to invest in the equipment and the manpower and the staff can be better. And there can be, either side of that can be better or worse. And so it's much more complicated than these sort of black hat, white hat stories that are easier to tell.
One of the things that some of the larger farms have, which is an advantage of smaller farms, is on-site slaughter. So most of the small farms can't afford to invest in a $3 million slaughter facility on the premises. And so that means that a lot of these animals need to get shipped and sometimes for great distances. So, you know, that's something to consider. And then the other consideration is that something that we found that was surprising is that some of the worst slaughter situations happen in like a backyard slaughter, where they don't have the ability to stun the animal or provide proper kind of, you know, knocking out of the animal prior to slaughter. So
yeah, I remember as a kid that the next door neighbor, I grew up in Colorado, obviously a lot of cows and pigs, but the next door neighbor chopped off the head of the chicken, and I remember as a very young child that chicken running around without a head, spurting blood, which does not make me, I mean, I'm not much of a meat eater for probably that reason. Also, we grew up poor and we had crappy meat. And third of all, I went to medical school, and the first time, you know, I did a dissection and somebody tried to give me a roast beef sandwich, I was saying, I don't think so. I mean, you know, a muscle is a muscle.
That's so funny you said that.
Yeah,
that's actually why I became vegetarian. I was studying anatomy at school. My mom, and for the first time ever, my mom had asked me, "Can you clean a chicken that's defrosting in the sink?" And I came home and I started to take off the skin and I saw the, you know, the joints and the cartilage, that was the moment where I said, "I can no longer eat this. This is like a human flesh."
Well, that's it. I mean, once you've seen one muscle, you've seen them all. I mean, it's
right.
Just, yeah, or one tendon or one joint.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that you can't raise animals without participating in them suffering.
Yep.
It's not possible.
Yep.
And so I think for people, the question I think we face if we want to look at this issue and engage it head on is, are you comfortable with the suffering that's involved in raising animals? Because in the highest welfare farm, there is going to be sick animals. There is going to be that night that somebody's short-tempered and they make a mistake or they do something. There's no way around the fact that these animals are going to suffer. Now, they suffer in nature, but that's not by our design.
That's not so much the issue as a psychologist, because I would argue as a parent that you cannot raise children without suffering either in your part or their part, and that's not talking about abuse, it's just talking about the acknowledgement that, you know, that life is hard. But that's different than raising, and I grew up in Colorado and we had 4-H. The idea of raising an animal for slaughter seems to me a different kind of concept than suffering. I know people eat meat. I eat seafood and I eat occasional chicken. So I don't think it's a necessarily inherently obvious kind of thing here, but it is something, as you point out, I think we should be thinking about. And we've done interviews here talking about bugs, for example, and protein, and the idea being that the answer to world hunger is bugs, but that isn't really the issue. The issue is not that is there food available, it's the distribution of it. So, but all right, so if both of you, I mean, clearly you could argue, and some of the people in your documentary do, that biblically, as far as they're concerned, man is given dominion over the animals. So that means it's okay to do this. But do you feel as a society that, I mean, tell me what you guys' stance on, and I guess, you know, in some ways, John is probably the most conflicted, yes? Lisa, you're not conflicted at all, right?
No, I'm not conflicted at all. I think that any time you have humans interacting with the quote-unquote domesticated animals, there is conflict, there is suffering. And animals that live in the wild, I think that's a different conversation. And I'm not conflicted at all. I don't believe in the exploitation of animals. I do believe in incremental change, though. So there's a group of people that they call themselves the abolitionists, and they believe that we need to abolish all animal agriculture, all testing on animals, no animal exploitation at all in anything. Now, I'm willing to work with companies on incremental change, improvement of the lives of the animals, companies like Burger King, who, you know, are the devil to the vegans and abolitionists. I'm willing to work with them on creating the veggie burger. I believe that small changes add up to a big difference for the lives of the animals, and so I'm a little bit, my philosophy is a little different than an abolitionist, than a strictly
Let me, because I've got 1 minute left. John, since you're the conflicted guy, give me, you've got 1 minute. Go.
I think it's easy to make, to paint things in black and white. It's easy to make a very clean sort of blackboard ideology that says that it's wrong to use animals in any way, and I could even, I think, be persuaded of that and can see the merit in it. But for me, we live in a world in which 95% of Americans not just eat meat, but eat a lot of meat, eat more meat than we've ever eaten as a species in all of human history. And so I care most about reality and the present and how we can do a better job of being, you know, being a reasonable, sensible, ethical people.
Okay.
One step at a time.
Folks, go see At the Fork and make up your own mind. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, John. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.